Welcome to the Michigan Association of Broadcasters award-winning Monday Night Lights with Brad Allen on KJC Country, 104.7 FM and WKJC.com.
It is a Monday Night Lights. Happy Monday evening to all of you. This show, as always, brought to you in part by Dean Arbor Chevrolet's Kevin Humrick House in East Dallas, Blue Bear Jewelry of East Dallas, the Erickson Family Insurance Agency in West Branch, by Bogey's Indoor Golf of Tallas City. It was a fun time over the weekend. Obviously, I didn't have a show last week to preview the NFL draft, but honestly, I didn't have a ton to say about the NFL draft because the Lions were picking so far back in the first round and they didn't have a ton of picks going into this draft. I really didn't have a ton. I had no idea what I really wanted them to do player-wise. I could have given you very, I don't know, wide-ranging topics, but that didn't feel like the right thing to do. So it was fine with all being off last week. I do have some reactions to the draft, not only the draft in total, but also the draft when it comes to the Lions specifically and what that means for a certain player on the Lions as well. The Lions spent some money recently too. We'll talk about that today, about locking up Amon-Ra St. Brown and Penei Sewell. The Tigers are off to a hot start with winning their last three series. They got postponed tonight, so they're going to play tomorrow twice against the St. Louis Cardinals, their 2006 the team that defeated them in the 2006 World Series. They're going to play them twice tomorrow in a straight doubleheader, not day-night doubleheader. It'll be game one, 40 minutes, boom, game two. It's a doubleheader just like we see in high school baseball and softball. And I just kind of wanted to give an overview of where things are right now as we reach, honestly, about the halfway point of high school sports, which seems ridiculous that we've reached the halfway point of the spring season. I mean, I was just talking about how it's too cold to be playing in the spring, what, just 3 weeks ago? And now here we are already reaching the halfway point. We're a month away from districts getting underway. By the way, Tawas is hosting both baseball and softball districts. Next week, we're going to get back into some golf stuff. I have right now lined up both the Tawas and Oscoda golf coaches to join me next week. So it'll be a whole lot of me talking this week and a whole lot of other people talking next week. So lucky you, tune in next week. Let's go over just a little bit of what we've seen right now in high school sports. Let's start on the diamond. And let's start with the reigning champions of Division III in softball. That is the Standish Sterling Panthers. And the reigning champs, they are not currently ranked. They're in that honorable mention area. And I actually read an article on them today that was discussing that this team's had to go through a lot early on in this year. They're playing a ton of underclassmen before they get themselves ready. And Coach Rich Sullivan was just talking about how it's not about right now. They're the defending champs. They're worried about how they're playing a month from now, not how they're playing right now. Now, they want to, of course, win as many games as possible right now and make your way. But everybody makes the playoffs in baseball and softball. It's just like basketball where everybody makes it. You don't have to worry about, you know, whether or not they're even going to make the postseason. And so this team is looking to defend their state title, and they just haven't exactly gotten off to the hot start that they would fully expect themselves to get off to. The Panthers are 3-8 right now in the year, and again, playing tough competition and playing their underclassmen for the most part. They play in a really tough Tri-Valley Conference before they make the switch next year to the Jack Pine Conference, which I can't wait for that switch over to get out of the Tri-Valley and out of that Saginaw area and get more in the kind of that Mount Pleasant area. Just a little bit to the west of that. I think that that's going to be big time for them and big time for just area teams in general. It'll just fit better with all of that. But again, it's not about how they're playing right now. It's been a rough start, but it's how they're going to move forward in the rest of the time there. Also, another team that's been mentioned, honorable mention, Ogemaw Heights in Division II, slightly bigger schools. They're in the honorable mention area in softball. They've started off pretty well. In Division IV, it's no surprise who's up there at the top. It's Unionville Seaboeing. They are always up there at the top. I think coaches just write in Unionville Seaboeing in Division One, in Division Four, as the number one team until they lose a state title game. And when that happens, then maybe they'll stop being number one. And even there, they might have to do it 2 or 3 years in a row to not be ranked number one. But in our area, at least in the fringes of our area, Johannesburg Lewiston ranked number four in Division Four, and Hillman ranked number eight in Division Four. Rogers City sees an honorable mention here as well. In Division Three, a school that we talk about a relatively decent amount. I don't talk about them a ton. They're not one of our hotbed areas or anything like that. But Pinconning is ranked number nine right now in Division Three, and we talk about them the same way we always talk about them. We like it when they're good. We like it when this team is good at anything. I like Pinconning. I like the school. Every time that I'm there, I like the people who are there. I like Pinconning. Maybe because I also root for them, because it seems like they're an underdog in absolutely everything they do. So they've ranked in the top 10 early on here in this spring season in softball. So that's where that is at. Let's transition to baseball, where we have a lot less when it comes to area teams that are currently ranked. You pretty much have to go specifically to Division II. Standard Sterling currently ranks 13th, a team that made a deep run just within the last couple of years. They've had a strong start to the season, and they're looking to go back and make a run. They have yet to lose. They're 6-0 on the year, according to the MHSAA, but it makes spring sports really difficult to talk about, too, because I don't see a ton that there are just games on here that they might have played, they might not have played. There's games here that might not get reported. Games on here that all sorts of things. Of course, you have spring weather that's a problem. All of these certain things under Coach Raymond over there. But a strong start to the season for the Standish Sterling Panthers. They are, whether they're 6-0 for real or not, or whether they're even more than that, I'm sure it's more than that. They are off to a strong start to start this season. Then in Division 4, we have our friends in Johannesburg, Lewiston, Ubley, Unionville, Sebring, all in there as well. And then in soccer, it's been tough. It's the west side of the state's got everything. When it comes to soccer, there's really not teams up here that have been ranked in the area. So that is where we stand right now when it comes to some high school sports. We'll talk some golf next week with both the Oscoda coach, Dean Caldwell, and Taos coach, Paul Vayner, as they get set for that Huron Cup challenge that they are playing in the middle of May, that unfortunately I will not be around for. I am going to be in Oregon visiting my brother during that time, and so I will not be able to attend that. So instead, we got to do the preview on it. I won't have a Monday Night Lights that night to talk about it or anything like that, because I will, of course, be on the other side of the country. We'll do that coming up, and then we will also, of course, next dive into the NFL draft and just how awesome that was. If any of you guys were at the NFL draft, I thought about going, ended up not going, working the mornings last week. I was pretty well exhausted all through the weekend. I missed the third round pretty much of the draft because I fell asleep. I woke up when my wife came home from work at 11:45, and I opened my eyes and SportsCenter was on the TV. So it just completely destroyed my sleep schedule. I was off when it came to actually heading down to Detroit to go to the draft. If you were at the draft, shoot me a message, 989-362-3417. I'd love to hear what you thought about it actually being there, because it looked awesome. We'll talk about the NFL draft next. It's 6:09 on the Sunrise Side.
Kevin Hummerkaus at Dean Arbor Chevrolet in East Taos wants you to step into a new ride with a new Chevy model, like Equinox, Colorado, Trailblazer, and more. If your lease is coming up in the next 8 months, contact Kevin today to pre-order one now to help ensure your perfect ride will be available when you need it. Kevin Hummerkaus is committed to getting you a great vehicle with confidence and peace of mind. Contact Kevin Hummerkaus for details by calling 492-1788. That's 492-1788. Dean Arbor Chevrolet in East Taos. Chevrolet. Find new roads.
If you're looking for just the right piece of silver jewelry for yourself or a special gift, visit Blue Bear Jewelry in downtown East Dallas. Blue Bear Jewelry has the largest selection of silver jewelry in Northeast Michigan, and they carry Michigan State and University of Michigan jewelry too, plus red and white and blue and white beads and jewelry so you can show off your local sports pride. Blue Bear Jewelry, open Monday through Saturday from 10 to 5 on the first block of Newman Street in downtown East Dallas. Treat yourself. You deserve it.
This edition of Monday Night Lights is proudly sponsored by the Erickson Family Agency of West Branch. As your local Farm Bureau agency, we are here to service all of your insurance needs. So if you're looking for farm, home, auto, commercial, life insurance, even retirement options, let us provide an individualized plan just for you. Come see me, Jeff Erickson, in downtown West Branch, or call 989-345-0230.
Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Calling all veterans. The Iosco County Veterans Affairs Office will be hosting a benefits fair on Thursday, May 9th from 10 until 2 at the East Tawas Community Center. It's a gathering to meet the needs of local veterans. If you have questions about services or your benefits, you're encouraged to attend. VA representatives will be there along with resources on employment, housing, health care, education, and more. The Veterans Benefits Fair, Thursday, May 9th at the East Tawas Community Center. For information, call 362-6571.
Some people just know the best rate for you is a rate based on you with Allstate. And look at you, hands perfectly placed on the wheel. Not like the driver to the right of you who's really going after that drum solo. Save with DriveWise in the Allstate app and only pay a rate based on you.
Not available in every state, subject to terms and conditions. Rating factors and savings vary, and in some states, your rate could increase with high-risk driving. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
What's keeping you from learning the language you've always wanted to speak?
Too hard.
Takes too long.
Not with Babbel. Babbel's interactive lessons, podcasts, games, and more make learning fun.
Fun isn't hard.
Right. And in 10 minutes a day, Babbel's bite-sized lessons are designed to get you having real conversations in as little as 3 weeks.
That's not long.
It's not hard.
It's perfect.
It starts here. Go to Babbel.com to try for free. That's Babbel.com. Babbel.com.
Hear that? The sound of your antique fountain pen gliding across linen paper as you journal in the park. And if you were here, you'd be inspired by the warm breeze. But you're not here. Because your self-care happens out on the road, riding your motorcycle protected by Progressive. And the wind in your face on the road is all the inspiration you need. So if you ride, get a quote and see if you could save with Progressive, America's number one motorcycle insurer. Now that's inspiring. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, not available in all states.
Tyler from Wendy's here. The best part of Wendy's new Cinnabon Pull-Apart is every part. Unlike mornings, which have no good parts. Until now. Because with Wendy's new breakfast Cinnabon Pull-Apart, mornings finally don't completely suck. And now that mornings have warm cinnamon sugar rolled dough and ooey gooey frosting, are they the best part of every day? Probably not, but you get the idea. Get to Wendy's today and get the best part in every bite with the new Cinnabon Pull-Apart.
At participating U.S. Wendy's, Cinnabon is a registered trademark of Cinnabon Franchisor SPV LLC.
You're listening to Monday Night Lights with Brad Allen on KJC Country, 104.7 FM and WKJC.com.
.6:13 on the Sunrise Sign. Brad Allen here with you for Monday Night Lights. We're diving into all of the area sports and things that matter to us. In this area, we just went over the rankings, where teams kind of stand at the about halfway point of the spring sports season. So now the NFL draft was over the weekend, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. And it was just such a great atmosphere there in Detroit. The attendance record was set in Detroit. Over 700,000 people attended the NFL draft Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. I mean, it's such a great event, and I was talking about it with my wife over the weekend because she likes sports, I guess is the way I would put it. She's not anti-sports. She'll sit and watch games with me, what it is, but she's not into sports or anything. And so her and I were just discussing the NFL draft, and I told her I completely understand people who don't necessarily love the NFL draft if you're not a huge college football fan and or NFL fan, because it's just guys getting their names called, and especially the first round, every 12 minutes, 8 to 10 minutes. I mean, I know the clock is 10 minutes, but sometimes it takes a little longer to get the picks in. And then the commercial breaks. You're talking 8, 10, 11, 3 hours to announce 32 names. I completely understand people who don't get it, but for the 700,000 people who attended, for me, who watched as much as I possibly could, yeah, it's something that I absolutely do not miss. Every single year, I do not miss as a moment of the NFL draft if I can. And being in Detroit, it was just fun to see the energy with the Lions, as well, the Lions fans that were there. So now let's talk about the Lions draft haul in general. So if you need a recap on who they took, where they took them. In round one, pick number 24, the Lions traded up to get cornerback Terrion Arnold out of Alabama. In round number two, they got cornerback Ennis Rakestraw Jr., cornerback out of Missouri. Then they didn't pick again until 65 picks later in round number four, when they took Giovanni Manu, an offensive tackle out of British Columbia, Canada. Six picks later, they would take Utah running back and safety, mostly listed as a running back. I'm sure he will play a little offense and then play special teams a lot in Sione Vaki. Then they didn't pick again for another 66 picks, where in round number six, they took Mekhi Wingo, a defensive tackle out of LSU. And then round six, pick 210, they took Christian Mahogany, a offensive lineman, interior offensive lineman out of Boston College. So did the Lions get better, right? They brought in six players. Are the Lions a better team now than they were on Wednesday? And I think that the answer is yes, but how much better are they? So the Lions' big problem last year, there was really two big problems, I thought, with the Lions last year. They couldn't defend the pass on the back end, nor could they help out their secondary with a pass rush from their front four. And one of those things got much better. There is pretty much an entire new room when it comes to cornerback, secondary, the safeties are about the same. But cornerbacks, it's pretty much a brand new room over there because Cam Sutton's gone. He was released from the team due to his legal troubles. And then they brought in Carlton Davis. They signed Amik Robinson. They traded for Carlton Davis. And now they draft Terrion Arnold and Ennis Rakestraw, who the Lions had as their top two corners on the board. There's no more excuses on the secondary. No more excuses for the secondary to have guys be wide open. Wide open. If it's a situation where there's no pass rush now this year, because Hutch is the only one who can get home and he's going to face double teams again and again and again this year, if that ends up being the problem where it's just too much time and guys are kind of open, that's okay. But too many times last year we saw guys wide open with no one around them and it was easy for quarterbacks. That shouldn't happen anymore. You're going to get a second year of Brian Branch, another year of Kirby Joseph. This time he's going to be able to pretty much handle things as a starter throughout the year with C.J. Gardner-Johnson gone. But now you have Carlton Davis, a pro's pro at corner, a fringe number one, maybe a number two corner. You bring in Amik Robertson, who's going to play in that slot, and then you have these two guys. Ennis Rakestraw is a physical corner. He's going to be good against some bigger receivers, and Terrion Arnold is just a man coverage monster. So it should be a better team on the back end. I still worry, though, that this team just doesn't have enough to get to the quarterback. Look, now with an offseason to prepare, the NFC North teams and anybody who knows they're playing the Lions, they're going to come up with a plan against Aiden Hutchinson. There's going to be a plan now on how to slow him down. I expect Hutch's numbers to go down in 2024, not up from where they've been in his first 2 years in the league, because they know there's absolutely nobody else to worry about on this team. I don't see Marcus Davenport, who is their big edge rushing addition, I don't see him as some great option who's going to all of a sudden be able to approach double-digit sacks. I don't think you're going to get it. This pass rush still is nowhere near good enough. The Lions got better, and the board falls the way the board falls, right? You have to get the guys who are on your board. You can't go chasing guys. But this is a big year for the Lions. One, they have to solidify themselves as a legitimate contender in the NFC and in the NFL. They did a nice job being an energy team 2 years ago that just missed out on the postseason. Last year, making a great run to the NFC title game. Which team is actually more like it? Because A lot of guys are pretty similar. Can the rookies produce again? Now, health is a factor here, right? You got to stay healthy. But can the rookies produce again? The guys who were rookies last year I'm talking about. Can Jahmyr Gibbs have another big year? Can David Montgomery have another big year? Can they stay pretty much healthy on the offensive line? Because that's where this team is built, right, is the offensive line. And you can tell the Lions are concerned about that because, one, they paid Penei Sewell, made him the highest-paid offensive lineman in the league, which they should have done. I like that. I'm perfectly happy with that. And I'm not going to talk about it here because it's too far into the weeds, but if you're worried about how much money they're paying Penei Sewell, just go look up. Go Google and look for, there's some great stats out there about what his cap hit, how much he's actually going to cost in comparison to the other players on the team for what the salary cap is. It's actually extremely friendly for the Lions. It's actually friendly for the Lions. It's a huge number. One, Penei Sewell deserves it. But two, it's actually not going to hamper the team that much. And for Amon-Ra St. Brown, who got paid also, by the way, he was the highest paid NFL wide receiver for literally a day. A.J. Brown has instantly made more money than him with the contract that came out the next day. And so come 5 years from now, Amon-Ra St. Brown will probably be the 10th highest paid receiver in 2-3 years. 10th highest paid. Because guys are going to get a ton of money. Justin Jefferson hasn't been paid yet. So don't worry about the big numbers that the Lions are throwing out. The salary cap is exploding. The numbers, yes, are setting records, but come 2-3 years from now, they won't be a record. Same thing happened when the Lions paid Matthew Stafford. He was the highest paid quarterback in the league, and then within 2 years, he was like the 7th highest paid quarterback. It happens. It'll be all right. Anyway, back to what I was saying. So they paid Penei Sewell on the offensive line, and they drafted two offensive linemen. They added to their strength the 6'8", 350-pound Canadian Giovanni Manu and Christian Mahogany, who is... His scouting report, if you read it, is exactly what the Lions are built for. Scouts see him projecting. This is a round six guy. Scouts see him projecting as an NFL starter in a straight-ahead run-heavy offense, which is exactly what the Lions are. Expect Christian Mahogany to get some playing time, maybe even this season, on goal line situations where the Lions are going to try and pound the ball forward into the end zone. But this is a big year for the Lions, because if you also saw watching the draft, the Lions traded up to get pick number 24. The Lions traded up to get pick number 126. The Lions traded up multiple times, and they really hampered their 2025 draft stock. Their 2025 draft capital is like a first-round pick, a second-round pick, and then not a lot else after that. They have early picks, which is nice. They'll continue to bring in talent at what should be the back end of the first round. But they do not have a lot of depth of guys who are going to be coming in. Brad Holmes told you something with this draft right here. Brad Holmes told Lions fans, this is no longer a developing team. No longer is this team developing. They're not looking to bring in guys who have to develop. This is the last group of developing players. Now it's time for this group right here to go and try and win. That's what he is telling you. That next year, you're probably not going to see them pick a bunch of times. The year after that, you're probably not going to see them pick a bunch of times. They're not trying to bring in a lot of depth. They are trying to win right now. And notice they traded away their mid-round picks next year, and they didn't trade their top-level picks, first-round picks, second-round picks. Because I think those would be used trading for somebody else in the season. Brad Holmes is telling you that we're done developing. The Lions are done developing. This is the last big class of rookies that the Lions are going to have. The last one. Because let's face it, they're not going to be looking to build through the draft much anymore. Maybe, again, pass rushing, because that's the only thing they struggle at right now. They could use another wide receiver, but honestly, there's still some on the market that they could sign. I'm really not worried about wide receiver, because they still have two great running backs. They still have Amon-Ra St. Brown, Jameson Williams, Donovan Peoples-Jones.
fills in for that Josh Reynolds spot. I'm all right with them not taking a receiver. But they showed you what they're about. They drafted two corners after adding two corners already this offseason. There are four new cornerbacks in the Lions' defensive secondary. They added two offensive linemen. The offensive line is aging, and it's the lifeblood of the team because Jared Goff is good, but he's not great unless he has an offensive line. They added another defensive tackle who's going to look to be kind of a wrecker. And they added a versatile, probably special teams player and running back and safety, Sione Vaki. There's really only two players here who expect to make any type of difference this year. And that's Arnold and Rakestraw. Everybody else is depth. And that's a good problem to have. The Lions are no longer picking, looking for four or five starters out of a draft. It's not what they're looking for anymore. They're looking for when somebody gets hurt, can they just put somebody in? So let's say, you know, Aleem McNeil, DJ Reader, the two guys who are now up front. If those guys don't work out as well anymore, now, boom, Mekhi Wingo can fill in. If they need somebody, if Kaminsky is hurt, they have somebody who can fill in. If Carlton Davis goes down, boom, Ennis Rakestraw Jr. can step in and actually play on the opposite side of Terry and Arnold with Amik Robertson in the slot. And then Brian Branch at the nickel roaming around safety and slot. It's time to go. It's time to win. And now that all falls on another guy. Because one guy who's in the news here, or not in the news here, is Jared Goff. This draft didn't give Jared Goff any new weapons. None. They are telling Jared Goff, this is the group you're going to win with. Jared Goff has yet to get a new contract. They paid the people around him. Because the Lions understand the situation. Jared Goff is a very good quarterback. When the situation is right, he's a top 10 quarterback in the league. But we also saw early on in his Lions tenure, when the situation is not right, when he's under pressure, when he doesn't have great talent at wide receiver and or tight end and or running back, like he does right now, he's not a great quarterback. He's tough to watch at times. And there were times last year, there's a dip in the middle of the season where he was tough to watch. Brad Holmes, Dan Campbell, they're sending a message here. Going, you have what you need, Jared. We're going to fix everything else. You have what you need. We're getting corners and we're getting depth. You don't need another weapon. And they didn't give him a new contract. Because I think they're telling him, you need everybody else around you more than you are carrying this team. And the money you're seeing for Jared Goff, ladies and gentlemen, is not that much. And it's amazing to talk about over $40 million being considered not that much. But I promise you it's not. The top tier quarterbacks are going to get paid $55, $60 million now. 1.5 times what the offer will probably end up being for Jared Goff. 1.5 times that. My guess is the concern here is that the Lions probably only want to give Goff probably a 2 or 3 year deal at most, to where Goff wants a 4 year deal or possibly more, but 4 years is the standard. The Lions drafted Hendon Hooker last year in the third round for a reason, because the dude is insanely talented. But it's coming off an injury, he's a little bit older, and he just needs to learn. I think the Lions are not too far off from looking at this team and going, we might hand it over to Hendon Hooker. Let's see how Hendon does in his now first full year of healthy football in the NFL. Let's see how he does in minicamp, training camp, preseason. And let's face it, the Lions were one of the only teams last year who didn't have to deal with a quarterback injury. 66 different quarterbacks played in the NFL last year. Goff is going to get hurt at some point. It might not be this year, but Goff's going to get hurt. And it's going to be interesting to see how this team does without him. How much of this team is Jared Goff versus how much of this is the group around him. And you're going to be able to figure that out. In this draft tells you what they think. And the fact that in the last week or two, he didn't get paid a contract tells you what the Lions think of Jared Goff. They love him. But they love him when he's a part of the group. He is great at steering a ship that already has a great crew. He is a great captain of a ship that already has a great crew. But give him a crew that's inexperienced, maybe not as talented, doesn't really know what they're doing. He's slamming that ship into an iceberg. He's not getting it through. They think Hendon Hooker might be a guy who can weave through the ice field even when his navigator sends him the wrong way. This team is set up, guys. I kept on trying to find something to say about this draft. That was some, oh my gosh, they're going to do this with the... It's depth. Terry and Arnold's going to play. I don't know how much Ennis Rakestraw Jr. is going to play. And he was the second round pick. The Lions' needs in this draft didn't get along. The Lions' needs aren't on offense, and this was such an offense-heavy draft. It was wide receivers, quarterbacks, tight ends, offensive tackles, all things the Lions don't need. They need developmental pieces who can take over when Taylor Decker retires, when Frank Ragnow retires, which we are closer to than we think. These guys have been beat up. They're going to end up quitting soon. This draft also showed Jared Goff. It's time to show up, buddy. We've given you everything you need. We're not bringing in new targets. It's going to be a second year of you with everybody on this team. The offense will look the same. There are no new pieces on offense. No new running backs. No new wide receivers. No new tight ends. The offense will look the same. Just hopefully he doesn't have to score as many points now. That's what this draft was all about. The continuity on offense. Now, will they be figured out? Will the Lions get figured out? Or will they again attack the league? And will Jared Goff earn whatever money they're going to give him before the season starts? Because they will give him a contract extension. I prefer short. I'll give him a ton of money. If Jared Goff is willing to accept a two-year deal, I'd give him $50 million a year for those 2 years. I think Jared will be fine for these 2 years. And then hand things off to Hendon Hooker. Let him move on. But that's if Hendon Hooker's ready to go. If not, give him another contract. But I'm willing to pay him extra in order for the Lions to have the out that they can get out of this in 2 years. Or structure it where it's a four-year deal, but it's easy to get out of it in 2 years. I don't know. The NFL's wild with their contracts. The money that they show you or the money that's reported means nothing. This is a big year. And the Lions draft, I can't tell you how good Giovanni Manu is going to be. I can't tell you Sione Vaki, Mekhi Wingo, Christian Mahogany. Really, I can't tell you much about Ennis Rakestraw. I watched enough of Terry and Arnold to know he's good. Whether he'll be good in the NFL, I don't know. It's so hard to predict rookies. But the Lions did what they had to do. I like the draft. Now, it's going to be how can they put these pieces together? And is this team for real? It's a good roster. Can they be for real and take the league by storm? And be a legitimate contender, because I can tell you, the Lions got a little bit better. The Packers are good. I don't think they got a ton better in the draft. The Packers are fine. The Bears got a lot better in the draft. A lot better. The Vikings got worse after losing Kirk Cousins. I don't think J.J. McCarthy is going to be anything great for them. I think the Vikings are destined for last place in this division. But the NFC North got better. The Packers are going to be good all year. Not going to be the rough start of Jordan Love like they saw last year. The Bears got better. They're going to be tough to beat. And who knows? Maybe the Vikings will be good with J.J. McCarthy if he even plays. I think it's going to be Sam Darnold at least for half the year. And a good coach in Kevin O'Connell. there's a chance the Lions miss the postseason. I don't think they will. I think they're a top five team in football, but that's not a guarantee. I like the draft. Let's see how it gets put together, because this now tells you, this group of rookies tells you, no longer picking for needs, no longer picking to try and have great rookies. This is about depth. We have the group we have. All right, we're going to take a break. We come back. Let's go to the Diamond. The Tigers have won three straight series. How long can this last? Because we're not even through April. We're through enough of a season to have a sample size. But how long can this last? And let's talk about a couple individual players, specifically Tarek Skubal and Spencer Torkelson.
Bogey's Indoor Golf of Tawa City offers a premium year-round golf experience featuring the industry's most accurate golf simulators. Choose from hundreds of local and famous courses. Bogey's now has a full bar stocked with beer, wine, and liquor, so they have you covered for a fun night out. Bogey's Indoor Golf at the south end of Tawa City on US 23. Check them out online at bogeystawas.com. That's bogeystawas.com to schedule your tee time today.
Spring is in the air. Time to hit the road in a reliable, like-new vehicle from Dean Arbor Ford of Tawa City. Our selection of certified pre-owned Fords includes the fuel-efficient EcoSport, the powerful Bronco Sport Outer Banks, and the family-friendly F-150 with a hybrid option. All certified vehicles come with a comprehensive warranty for peace of mind. Explore your spring adventures in style and comfort. Visit Dean Arbor Ford today on M55 Tawa City. We have competitive financing options, and we're paying top dollar for local trade-ins. Also, browse our inventory online, DeanArborTawas.com.
Some people just know the best rate for you is a rate based on you with Allstate. And look at you, hands perfectly placed on the wheel. Not like the driver to the right of you who's really going after that drum solo. Save with DriveWise in the Allstate app and only pay a rate based on you.
Not available in every state, subject to terms and conditions. Rating factors and savings vary, and in some states, your rate could increase with high-risk driving. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
If you need bold banners to boost your business, but you're on a budget, think Staples. Posters, flyers, signs, and menus for less? Think Staples. Staples can print anything you need to move your business forward. Now at Staples, save $50 on your print purchase of $150 or more. Same-day service available on hundreds of items if you order by noon. And all backed by Staples' Print Perfect Guarantee. So it's done right, or it's printed again free. Staples, your local print and marketing expert. M61, visit staples.com/print for details.
Free. Who doesn't love free? With Milo's Rewards, you get the member-only treatment that's actually worth it. Enjoy free member gifts you'll love. And once you reach Silver Key status, you can get free standard shipping. Because Lowe's knows nothing feels better than free. Learn more about our new loyalty program at lowes.com/Milo's Rewards today. Program subject to terms and conditions. See lowes.com/terms for details. Member gifts may be subject to additional terms and restrictions. See lowes.com/shipping terms for details. Subject to change.
At Charmin, we heard you shouldn't talk about going to the bathroom in public, so we decided to sing about it.
When you roll the Charmin ultra soft on the potty, this is more, so roll it back, everybody. Charmin's irresistibly soft and hella nice. The crib is always stocked.
It's our potty vibes.
Charmin Ultra Soft is irresistibly soft and more absorbent, so you can use less. Enjoy the go with Charmin.
This Mother's Day, celebrate mom with a gift from Branham's Jewelry and receive a stunning sterling silver permanent bracelet, a $60 value, free with any purchase of $149 or more. Or receive a beautiful gold permanent bracelet, a $200 value, free with a purchase of $399 or more. Offer valid now through May 12th while supplies last. Visit Branham's Jewelry in East Dallas or West Branch or online at BranhamsJewelry.com. Branham's Jewelry. Better diamonds, better selection, better prices, hands down.
You're listening to Monday Night Lights with Brad Allen on KJC Country, 104.7 FM and WKJC.com.
So the Tigers game got postponed for today, so they'll play a doubleheader tomorrow against the St. Louis Cardinals. But it's been a strong start to the season for Detroit as they beat the Royals 4-1 on Sunday and now are sitting at 16-12 on the year, half a game back of Kansas City, three games back of Cleveland in the American League Central, but probably are playing the second best baseball right now in the American League Central. They've played a little bit better than the Royals have in the last week or so. This team is so interesting to watch because they are exactly who you thought they'd be. And yet it's turning into them winning games. And so now it's all about projecting. Where does this go from here? Because just for people who, you know, maybe you want to put some numbers on this, that if you take a look at their hitting stats, let's go to the most common hitting stat there is in baseball, the one that gets used the most, and that's OPS. That's your on-base percentage plus your slugging percentage. So on-base percentage, your batting average, also including walks, hit by pitches. Anytime you're getting on base, that isn't an error. The Tigers are 26th in on-base plus slugging. So then slugging, you know, you're getting your batting average, and then you get extra points for doubles, triples, home runs. 26th out of 30 teams in slugging percentage. In batting average, they're 25th out of 30 teams in batting average. Home runs, 25th out of 30 teams in hitting home runs. 22nd of 30 teams in RBIs. Runs scored, they are 22nd out of 30 teams in runs scored. Hits, they're 24th out of 30 teams in hits. They're 26th in doubles. This is a team that just doesn't hit the ball hard at all. In walks, remember, this is a team that wants to build through batting average, or not batting average, but on-base percentage, right? They want to be patient at the plate. They're 15th in walks, right in the middle of the pack. Strikeouts, this is a team that strikes out a lot. They are 10th. They have the 10th most strikeouts in the league. All right, well, they get on base, you know, a halfway decent amount. Are they running? No, they're 23rd in stolen bases. On-base percentage, they're 27th in on-base percentage, 25th in slugging percentage. They're not getting on base, and the hits they do get are not powerful hits. Threw a lot of numbers at you. Okay, so how is this team 16-12 then? Well, because if you flip over to the pitching side of things, the Tigers are 4th. In baseball, an ERA to 3.14 ERA. When it comes to hits allowed, the Tigers have allowed the third least amount of hits at 200 even. If you go to runs allowed, and I'm not just counting earned runs, all runs allowed, the Tigers are 24th in runs allowed, or 6th best in runs, 7th best in runs allowed. Walks, how many times are they walking? Batters. Well, let me tell you, not a ton, ladies and gentlemen. They're 7th best in walks. Now, they're middle of the pack in strikeouts. They actually don't get a ton of strikeouts, 17th in strikeouts. But you know what they're best at? Not giving up hits. 211 batting average against the Tigers. Number one in baseball. 211. The defense has let them down a couple of times to the point where they're only giving up hits 21.1% of the time at 211 batting average. 21.1% of the time they're giving up hits. If the defense would have made more plays, there was about a week there the defense sucked, this team could be 18-10, not 16-12. It's cost them a couple of games. So let's project. So now I've given you the numbers. They're a top five pitching staff in baseball and a bottom six, bottom seven offense in baseball. Does that shift at all towards the middle, and if so, how much? Tarek Skubal has been insane to start the year. He had to take a loss. He's the leader for American League Cy Young right now. The pitching, I don't think, changes. As long as they don't get hurt, I don't see the pitching getting worse. Because let's face it, Kenta Maeda has not been good yet. And you know Kenta Maeda is going to turn it around at least a little bit. Even if it's not a great year for Kenta Maeda, it's going to turn around a little bit. I think the pitching is this good. I'm not saying they're going to be number one in batting average against all year. But the pitching is this good, and that batting average against is great because the bullpen is so good. Jason Foley at the back end, Shelby Miller at the back end, good luck. And that's with Tyler Holton struggling a little bit. But Andrew Chafin's there. They still have a good lefty. Now, they've yet to have any injuries on the pitching staff. That will adjust because they will have injuries on the pitching staff. Every team does. But will the offense improve? My thought is, yeah. I think the offense will improve a little. It's still not going to be a good offense. I'm not going to sit here and tell you it's going to be a good offense. It'll improve, though. Torkelson's yet to hit a home run. Now, that's concerning. I'm starting to be concerned about Torkelson, another year of a slow start. If he goes the entire month of April without a home run, which means he's going to have to do it tomorrow, that's tough. That's rough. A guy who hit 31 last year came on strong at the end of the year. I thought he was going to take off in April. And he has struggled. Now, you have seen him make a slight adjustment. And I'm going to make something of an excuse for him here. And that's, you're seeing him try to be a better hitter. He is trying to be a better overall hitter, where he's trying to keep that back shoulder up and just have a more plain swing, flat plain swing, and just hit line drives. He's trying to become a better hitter first before he becomes a power hitter. But the power's got to come. Something's wrong if the power's not there. Wenzel Perez has offered good offense, but Spencer Torkelson, he should be hitting third every day. He's gotten 2 days off in the past week because he's just not hitting, and A.J. Hinch doesn't know what to do. But the offense, I do believe, will improve because he's not going to stay at zero home runs forever. Torkelson will get hot and start to carry a little. And then you're also going to have Colt Keith figure it out a little bit, and he'll start to go. Hopefully Wenzel Perez can keep up, you know, some of the good swings he's had. He's up and down, right? He's making his major league debut. He's been up and down. But I like the flashes I've seen out of Wenzel Perez. And hopefully the catchers start hitting. You haven't quite seen what you wanted out of somebody like Jake Rogers, who had a great opposite field home run the other day. Yesterday, I believe it was. I think the offense improves to being somewhere around, you know, 20th in baseball, and the pitching may drop down to being 8th, 7th, 8th in baseball, something like that. And that should be enough to carry this team to an over 500 record. It should be enough. And then it's going to be the development of Torkelson and Colt Keith. These are two huge bats in that lineup. We shouldn't have to worry about Riley Green, Kerry Carpenter, Spencer Torkelson, or Colt Keith. We shouldn't have to worry about those guys, but right now it seems like we have to worry about two of them. Carpenter, I'm fine with. Riley Green, I'm fine with. You can nitpick. I'm pretty much fine with how they're doing. I am worried about Spencer Torkelson. Hopefully he can start to lift the ball because he needs to. If he goes the entire month of April without a home run, that's an indictment on the Tigers offense and on the Tigers offensive staff, whoever's teaching hitting. They need to get him to figure it out. They have to. 6:48 on the Sunrise Side. Let's wrap up Monday Night Lights next.
If you're looking for just the right piece of silver jewelry for yourself or a special gift, visit Blue Bear Jewelry in downtown East Dallas. Blue Bear Jewelry has the largest selection of silver jewelry in Northeast Michigan, and they carry Michigan State and University of Michigan jewelry too. Plus, red and white and blue and white beads and jewelry so you can show off your local sports pride. Blue Bear Jewelry, open Monday through Saturday from 10 to 5 on the first block of Newman Street in downtown East Dallas. Treat yourself. You deserve it.
This edition of Monday Night Lights is proudly sponsored by the Erickson Family Agency of West Branch. As your local Farm Bureau agency, we are here to service all of your insurance needs. So if you're looking for farm, home, auto, commercial, life insurance, even retirement options, let us provide an individualized plan just for you. Come see me, Jeff Erickson, in downtown West Branch, or call 989-345-0230.
Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company. Kevin Hummerkaus at Dean Arbor Chevrolet in East Dallas wants you to step into a new ride with a new Chevy model like Equinox, Colorado, Trailblazer, and more. If your lease is coming up in the next 8 months, contact Kevin today to pre-order one now to help ensure your perfect ride will be available when you need it. Kevin Hummerkaus is committed to getting you a great vehicle with confidence and peace of mind. Contact Kevin Hummerkaus for details by calling 492-1788. That's 492-1788. Dean Arbor Chevrolet in East Dallas. Chevrolet. Find new roads.
Sweet dream, baby.
Sweet dreams, yes siree. That's what we're about. Hi folks, Matt Burt here with the DreamQuest Realty Team, safely located on the corner of Fair and Trustworthy. You know, I've sold a lot of real estate over a lot of years, having finished as the number one real estate agent in the Northeastern United States in closed home sales before creating DreamQuest over 20 years ago. And I'm here to say, after the recent wreck, we've been doing a lot of heavy lifting to get the real estate train back on its tracks. Now, Northeastern Michigan's most effective and trusted real estate marketing plan just got better. Every DreamQuest listing now features their own cinematographic video production that even Spielberg or DeMille would be proud of. And then coupled with first page internet exposure, once again, we've elevated real estate marketing to new heights. So if you're thinking of selling, please remember this. With DreamQuest, you can expect more and you'll get it. Call us at 989-747-1111.
Free. Who doesn't love free? With Milo's Rewards, you get the member-only treatment that's actually worth it. Enjoy free member gifts you'll love. And once you reach Silver Key status, you can get free standard shipping. Because Lowe's knows nothing feels better than free. Learn more about our new loyalty program at Lowe's.com/Milo's Rewards today. Program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Member gifts may be subject to additional terms and restrictions. See Lowe's.com/shipping terms for details. Subject to change.
At Charmin, we heard you shouldn't talk about going to the bathroom in public, so we decided to sing about it.
When you roll a Charmin, I'm just off on the potty. Less is more, so roll it back, everybody. Charmin's irresistibly soft and hella nice. Our crib is always stocked.
It's our potty mind.
Cheers. So our cheeks feel fine.
So worth it.
Everybody wanna touch the sky.
Charmin Ultra Soft is irresistibly soft and more absorbent, so you can use less. Enjoy the go with Charmin.
Bogey's Indoor Golf of Tallahassee City offers a premium year-round golf experience featuring the industry's most accurate golf simulators. Choose from hundreds of local and famous courses. Bogey's now has a full bar stocked with beer, wine, and liquor, so they have you covered for a fun night out. Bogey's Indoor Golf at the south end of Tallahassee City on US 23. Check them out online at BogeysTawas.com. That's BogeysTawas.com to schedule your tee time today.
You're listening to Monday Night Lights with Brad Allen on KJC Country, 104.7 FM and WKJC.com.
Just a few minutes left here in Monday Night Lights, and I've got a few things that I want to get to that I haven't been able to get to maybe over the last couple of weeks, or I just don't have as much to say about it just because of whatever it is. It doesn't matter. But all sorts of things that, just a couple of things that we want to wrap up with here. One, the Wings just missed out on the postseason. The Red Wings missed off by just about a point or two. One of the most exciting hockey games I've ever seen. I'm not a huge hockey fan. I like the sport, but I haven't gotten into the sport is the way that I would put it. I like watching it whenever I do watch it. But one of the most exciting regular season games I've ever seen in my life was the Wings last game. They win in a shootout. Unfortunately, their fate was already decided really before the end of the shootout. But scoring with just a couple of seconds left was one of the most impressive things I've ever seen. That 7 seconds left faceoff to lead to a goal by Perron, that was so good and made me stand up off my couch while watching it. I was also talking with some of my friends who are bigger hockey fans than I am, and you know, got to celebrate with them a little bit for the time being until we found out that Philadelphia wasn't going to be able to beat the Capitals, who then have gone and they just got obliterated by the Rangers in the postseason. Also, another thing I wanted to, I just kind of want to get to is when good people are in a job, you will see people flock to them.
they don't have to work real hard to make good people appear. And we've seen this in other sports where you have these long, long coaching trees. And somebody like Bill Belichick, his coaching tree is awful because he does not impart that wisdom on other people. People don't like necessarily being around Bill Belichick. Somebody like Andy Reid, Sean McVay, Kyle Shanahan, their coaching trees are longer. And I could go, you know, Mike Shanahan, you could go older. And you could find long coaching trees that make, you can tell how good a person is. How good a person is at their job by the people who surround them. And just look at what's happened with Michigan basketball over the last couple of weeks. Since Juwan Howard was fired and Dusty May was hired, how many people have transferred into Michigan? How many athletes have said, I want to play for that guy? This is a guy who coached at FAU, not Kentucky. Guy coached at FAU. And yet people are flocking in. He just got his center back who decided not to go to the NBA, didn't get necessarily the feedback he wanted, and instead, boom, transferred to Michigan. Multiple players have transferred to Michigan. Recruitments have been picked up at Michigan. It's a whole new team. The Juwan Howard guys, haven't heard much from them. Juwan Howard picked up an NBA job. He's going to be an assistant with the Nets, which is where he belongs. He was a good assistant with the Heat before he came to college basketball. And when he had a ready-made team from John Beilein, he was able to win with it. He's not a bad basketball coach. He's a good coach. Juwan Howard's problem was he wasn't built for college basketball. He's not built for running, being the CEO type of college basketball and constantly recruiting. I think Juwan's about basketball. And he'll work in the NBA. His kind of tough man attitude will work in the NBA. He can be a little bit more of a man of authority up there. Because guys can't just leave in a transfer portal when they don't like them. I think this is going to work out well for everybody. And I think this is going to work out well for the new Big Ten. Because I still believe in Michigan State basketball. I believe Izzo still has his fastball. And now if Dusty May can bring Michigan to where they were even a little bit under Beilein, at least bring energy to the program. I'm not ready to say, you know, Final Fours and stuff yet. Let's see how this goes. But the energy around the program feels different. Good people have flocked in. Notice how many guys at the University of Michigan, when Harbaugh left, are also gone. How many of those players are gone who maybe left early? Because once Harbaugh was gone, the feeling of needing to stay isn't there anymore. Because good people follow good people. Good people would have come back another year had Jim Harbaugh still been there. Good people follow good people. So I don't know how Michigan football is going to be, but let's go to the other side. Look at Michigan State football. They hire Jonathan Smith. Good people have flocked into that Michigan State program. They're bringing in transfers. People want to come play for him. People have heard good things. You know it's good. You know you're a good coach when people from the school you left come to you. Same thing. Dusty May has brought in multiple Florida Atlantic players now to Michigan. Jonathan Smith. I mean, he brought Aiden Childs over from Oregon State to East Lansing to probably be the starting quarterback this year for Michigan State. Good people follow good people. It's almost an accident that just over time you'll look around. If you are good at what you do and you are good to other people around you while you do it, you'll look around and realize you have a really good crew around you. That's what's happening at both Michigan State for football and Michigan in basketball. And I think we could bring back some rivalries between these two teams where they're both really good. I think it's coming because I think they hired good people. That's Monday Night Lights. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow.
You've been listening to the Michigan Association of Broadcasters award-winning Monday Night Lights with Brad Allen. Tune in every Monday from 6 to 7 p.m. on KJC Country, 104.7 FM and WKJC.com.